This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, well, Monica's upset. Monica writes, why aren't more people in the media talking about the history that is being made? She writes, Hillary Clinton will be the first woman to run for president and win the Democratic Party nomination, but all everyone talks about is Trump. She says, how dare all of you? This is history in the making, and no one seems to care. Look, I'm still overwhelmed by what happened with Muhammad Ali and how, you know, the Parkinson's tore him apart. I'm still overwhelmed by what happened with Prince. I have to admit, the Hillary story in the media, and I'm just being honest with you, okay? The Hillary story is a little bit stale. Even though you're right, history is in the making. You're absolutely right. This is historical. I mean, there's no bones about that. I mean, it's historical. The woman has won a Democratic Party nomination. But once Hillary ran and decided to run months ago, it kind of was assumed that she was going to win the nomination. I think Bernie put up a great fight. I think he is still putting up the fight, waiting for California results. But It's a little anticlimactic because Hillary running and making it as far as she did in the primary so early on, the story was then. And so I know a lot of people, kind of have their underwear up in a bunch because, we're not really making a big deal about Hillary, making history. I mean, you're right. It is historical. You're absolutely right. That's it. That's one of the problems therein that she has, and the problem we have with this next election. A lot of people aren't that excited about her. You know, you have a lot of Democrats that really liked Bernie. You have a lot of Republicans that hate Hillary. So we have history in the making, and, when history is in the making, okay, people seem to rally about things that they really, really are excited about. Hillary is one of those candidates that you can't be excited about. And it's not all her fault. It's, she's following an Obama presidency. And so, and I'm not saying this to be negative about Obama or anything, but this has been a very exhausting 8 years. And so a lot of us are like, look, just somebody make this better. I don't care who, just please make it better. And then when you start to hear policies, or you start to hear rants on both sides. Okay? I'm not saying Trump is immune. Trust me. His rants are doing a lot of damage. You start to see the rants on both sides of the policy recommendations and a lot of us are a little disillusioned. And so, like when the Berlin Wall came down. Okay? That was history in the making. And I think so many of us were for that and excited about that, that it was something that we remember. And we honored and we were, we covered. When I think, didn't one of the Kardashian shows go off air? We were all excited about that. What you need is the passion. And so you're seeing history in the making and you're not seeing a lot of passion. What are the number one headlines today? It's all about Trump and his remarks about the judge. And so, and why is that? Because that's where the passion is. The passion is about race. The passion is about comments that make news. Now, I'm not saying passion is something we like, but passion draws emotion. Hillary has not been a very emotional candidate. What was very emotional about Bill Clinton's presidency? The whole Monica Lewinsky scandal. You know, I remember back then, 20-some years ago, people were saying, I don't understand why this Monica Lewinsky scandal is getting so much press. Well, because people are passionate about cheating on the spouse. They're passionate about those subjects. They're passionate about affairs. They're, you know, so it's a shame because that means a presidential election has to be about entertainment or passion. Donald Trump is a very passionate figure, not passionate in terms of his relationship with his woman or whatever. It just when he's up there on stage, you get powerful feelings one way or the other. You don't really get that with Hillary. And even people that dislike Hillary, they don't have a passionate hate for Hillary or a passionate love for Hillary. Bush, a lot of people disliked. There was Obama, a lot of people disliked. So, again, it's where the passion is. And so in the media, we have to talk about where the passion is. So, you know, a first female presidential candidate, that would probably be a huge, huge story if it was Oprah. Or if it was, why am I flaking? Sarah Palin. Okay? Not because everybody loves Sarah Palin or everybody loves Oprah, but they are public figures that derive or that incite passion, either one way or the other. Hillary Clinton, unfortunately, doesn't. And so Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders was a very passionate character. He appeared older. He appeared frail. But then rather than being frail, he appeared very strong. Even though I disagreed with a lot of the things he said and wanted to do, I liked watching him. He was very passionate. Same thing was watching Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton, very fun to watch. Every time he gets up and speaks, I like watching him. Ronald Reagan, you love watching Ronald Reagan. George Bush, unfortunately, not as passionate to watch. Senior, okay? So these are things that are very, 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 very important. Ben Carson. Many of you ask me why a neurosurgeon as brilliant as Ben Carson failed. Because he wasn't a passionate somebody you could really be passionate for. You may want to love him, but you really kind of couldn't. And you really couldn't dislike him either because he's a good guy. So that's what's going on. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. A big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, this is an interesting email I want to bring up. Joni writes, months ago, you were discussing teaching girls about rape and sexual harassment when in sex ed. I don't remember if I said rape, though, but anyway. So she says, I was discussing this, and she says, I agree with you. Can you please expand on that? Okay, so I'm trying to remember what I said. Okay, you know, I go off on rants a lot. But if I could remember, because something I feel very passionate about, in addition to blood donation, I got passionate about, I'm very passionate about Michael Fassbender, let me just say that. Yeah, and Viggo Mortensen. So there, I got a lot of passion for a lot of things. And chocolate, I love chocolate. Tom's music, I got passion for that. So anyway, all right, so I got a lot of things for passion. Okay. But what I think I might have been talking about back then, and I know many of you are like, well, Dahlia, you know, when you get these emails, why don't you go back and prepare and listen to some of your old archives? I mean, do you think I remember the date? I need to be a little bit more organized because I need to look back. And, you know, I am dying to see, you know, what I thought of the, you know, McCain, Obama. I kind of remember what I thought about the McCain and Obama debate regarding health care. But I'd love to go back and listen to what I thought. I don't like what either of them are proposing. This is going to happen. This is going to happen. I should do that, and I should bring that back up. Okay, anyway, so my guess is we were talking about issues of women being attacked on campus, university campuses, women being harassed in the workplace. Men are harassed, too. And I think I was talking about how we don't teach our children, we teach them in school a very protected, very ideal way of life, okay? And, you know, school, their job is supposed to teach math and social studies and history and, you know, but now that schools are teaching sex ed, all right, there starts to be a responsibility shift here, whether we want it to happen or not. You know, when I asked my parents about sex, they refused to talk about it. Okay, I came from a family where you don't bring that topic up. In fact, I got in trouble. And I think my dad threw his shoe at me because I was like, you know, is anybody going to, you know, teach me? So I had to learn, I mean, in terms of, you know, because I was, you know, making, I guess I had no idea what, okay, so this is my embarrassing story. So I was 13 and I was in class and I had never heard the term. And this was, I think, in my English class. I don't remember, but English or history. And so some of the kids were talking about masturbate. They that was just a word. They didn't talk about it as a verb or anything. So I heard the word masturbate. And, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm like, what are you guys talking about? Fishing? And they giggled. And I wasn't making a joke because they usually make jokes. Like, what is it? And they go, you don't know? Dahlia doesn't know what masturbate is. And I was, okay, so I was in class and the teacher had to pull me out and tell me what that was. And I was like, but bait has to do with fish. Where did that, you know, because I mean, it must have been an English class because, you know, I mean, when I'm dealing with the task at hand, I am trying to figure out, it doesn't matter how old I was, okay? I didn't know what it meant. And I didn't know what the term was. And it was a very, very, and I started to cry because the kids were making fun of me. And it was, and once I realized that it was, you know, something that I probably should have known at least what the term meant, I, you know, it was embarrassed because I kind of, you know, liked being a know-it-all. And I didn't like being made fun of. Okay. I was supposed to be the class clown. I wasn't supposed to be made fun of for being stupid, not knowing something. So, you know, when you have parents that don't teach you anything and then you had to learn from your friends, and boy, did some of my girlfriends, I mean, I didn't realize how slutty they were back then, but for them to teach me terminology and teach me what, you know, you know, all the things I'm apparently supposed to be doing in high school, I'm like, really? In high school? Doesn't God get mad at you because you're not married for doing that? I had a very naive approach and I didn't know. Well, sex ed didn't teach you any of that. All I remember from sex ed, and I told you guys this, was they talked to us about our body changes. They talked to us about periods. And the only thing I really, really remember is a half glass of water and the teacher throwing a tampon into this glass of water. It was a cup, like a coffee cup size. And the tampon expanded to almost the size of the coffee cup. And us girls were like, I mean, it was the scariest thing ever. And I had a phobia of tampons, I mean, until I turned 40. That's how scary this stuff was. And so now, obviously, they've taught sex ed better. But never in that time did they teach you, you know, look, you could be a victim. And you could be victimized by a variety of ways. And you need to protect yourself. You need to, you know, and, you know, we kind of knew, okay, you don't walk in a dark alley by yourself. You don't walk after 11 o'clock midnight by yourself. You don't approach a stranger. So we learned that. I mean, you learn the basics. But they don't teach you the subtleties. They don't teach you that people are going to be, you know, trying to catch a feel every now and then. People are going to be, you know, threatening you. People are going to be using it as a means to get ahead. All right. And so then all of a sudden, you join womanhood, and you have teachers hitting on you. You have dates that start to go bad. You find yourself in situations that could be very, very scary, and you're not prepared. And so if the family now thinks sex ed is being taken care of by school, and sex ed thinks your parents are teaching you about these subtleties, there's a dearth, there's a scarcity of information and education being given. And so when do we teach people about harassment? And then boys, okay, when do we teach boys that something they could do could be construed as harassment? So if the guys and girls are joking around, and the girls, I don't know, make a joke about, I don't know, you know what, I could see your underwear, you know, through your pants as you're bending over, and the guy goes, so I could see your bra, or I could see your boobs through your shirt. All right, who do you think is going to get in trouble for harassment? And these young boys have no idea what they could be getting themselves into. All right, now, I am very, very frank with my kids. Okay? And I know that nowadays kids don't wait till they're married to have sex. And I got a boy now who's 16, and I got a boy now who's 13. Now, even though I still tell them that, you know, the wrath of God will be on top of them if they, if they have premarital relations, I don't think they believe me. Okay? And so, you know, I tell them, I go, look, you know, you could have consensual sex with somebody, but if they're underage when you're not, that could be rape. You could be going to jail for that. If you have a girlfriend that's underage, or, depending on the state you live, you know, or you could have a consensual encounter, and later that person could say it wasn't consensual. I mean, you know, when you're going to take on sex, you need to understand the ramifications and the responsibility. Are they teaching that in school? And maybe school is not the right place, because when you're in school, do you really intently listen with your eyes open and your mouth like, oh, really? No, you're sitting there making jokes. You're worried about, you know, what, you know, your friends are thinking. You don't want to look like you're paying attention. You want to look cool, so you're looking the other way. I mean, when are people being taught the nuances and the realisms of sex, sexual harassment? I'd love to hear from you on this. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When should kids be taught? Where should they be taught? How should they be taught? And unfortunately, when kids start to hear of things that could happen, they start to fumble and make mistakes. You know when you're nervous? You know when like a pretty girl walks into the room and here you are, a guy, and you're like, okay, she's very big busted, she's pretty, just don't look at them, and then you look. You know, because of the nerves. Okay, you know, we have a system in place that doesn't allow a lot of consistency. And these kids don't know how to navigate. Or you have a world that unfortunately has a lot of realisms that could be very dangerous, and you have potential victims out there that have no idea that the way they're dressing is going to incite the assault, and we need to teach, and I'm not sure where and when to do that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-362-3254, or email us at drdalia.com. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so we have some breaking news. All right, and let me pull it up. I apologize. You know, these computers really stink. Okay, I never pronounce her name right. Maria Sharapova. She has been suspended for 2 years by the International Tennis Federation for testing positive for the banned substance meldonium. And we'll talk about that. She is going to appeal the decision, the ruling by an independent three-person panel appointed by the International Tennis Foundation, the ITF, said that Sharapova, 29 years old, did not intend to cheat, but she bore sole responsibility and very significant fault for the positive test. They unanimously concluded that what I did was intentional, she writes. The tribunal found that I did not seek treatment from my doctor for the purpose of obtaining a performance-enhancing substance. The ITS spent a tremendous amount of time and resources trying to prove I intentionally violated the anti-doping rules, and the tribunal concluded that I did not. You need to know that the ITF asked the tribunal to suspend me for 4 years, the required suspension for an intentional violation, and the tribunal rejected the ITF's position. Now, last month, before the tribunal, I guess, the ITF asked for Sharapova to be suspended for 4 years, but she is not supposed to be suspended for, I guess, longer than two if it was not deemed intentional. From what I understand, she was on this medicine for a while. She was on this medicine for a while. It's called Mildrinate, and she had been taking it since 2006, also known as Meldonium. And it was a banned substance. So she's been taking it for a while, but it was only banned January 1st. So she had been on this for 10 years. And so she failed a test when she was in a competition, in an out-of-competition, I guess, in Moscow, February 2nd. And she said in March she had started using the drug, which does help blood and oxygen flow, under a doctor's guidance because of an irregular electrocardiogram result and family history of heart issues and diabetes. So the governing body argued with her records that the doctor ended in the drug in 2013, but she continued to take it. So basically what this is she was on a drug for years. Possibly the doctor deceased, okay? Whether the doctor discontinued it or not, she was on it. She was on it. It then becomes banned recently. She's still taking it. It's not that it was in her system, and so she accidentally tested positive. She was still taking it. She said she didn't know it was banned. And so she's suspended. And, So this Meldonium, or brand name Mildrinate, okay, it was initially designed in Latvia, and it was used in animals. And, again, what it does is it's used for a variety of conditions, especially cardiac, and it's supposed to help increase blood flow. And so it enhances also sexual performance. I guess they use it for sexual performance and sperm motility of boars. We don't really use it in the States. I think it's been used in more in Europe. And other than that, we really don't use it for much. I mean, angina, where you have a kind of vasospasm of the coronary arteries. We use it to treat that. We don't here in America, but in Latvia and in Europe, they also use it to treat heart attacks. What it does is that, I guess, it alters pathways for carnitine, which is involved in fat metabolism. And I guess a study back in 2005 found that Meldonium, in combination with an ACE inhibitor, lisinopril, improved your exercise capability and improved peripheral circulation, not for athletes, but for people with chronic heart failure. Then you had a Chinese study that tested Meldonium for its efficacy if you have a stroke. And they found it useful to vasodilate and to help treat an acute cerebral infarction where you have lack of blood flow to the brain. So in some countries like Latvia, Russia, Ukraine, Georgia, Kazakhstan, Azerbaijan, Belarus, Uzbekistan, Moldova, and Kyrgyzstan. Sorry, I have to learn these. Hey, look, if they weren't on the Risk board when I was playing Risk in the 70s and 80s, I had to relearn it. Kyrgyzstan. Meldonium is used. Now, Meldonium is a medication, okay? It's not a country. Meldonium that we're talking about is used to treat problems in those countries for circulation of the brain. Also, it's been found to elevate mood, improve motor symptoms, dizziness, and nausea. Sorry, in Spanish, it's nausea. And nausea. Meldonium has also been found to help reduce withdrawal symptoms in people with alcoholism. Man, this is like a wonder drug. All right, so it was recently added to the list of banned substances by athletes because of its ability to enhance athletic performance. So Sharapova had been on it for about 10 years. Then her results became public. When her results became public, Russian ice skater Ekaterina Bobrova also announced that she had tested positive for the drug. 9 other sports people in Russia, Ethiopia, Sweden, Germany, and Ukraine also tested positive. So this stuff has been around. People were taking it. They banned it. So she's suspended for 2 years. But you're going to be hearing a lot about the drug, and I want to make sure you guys, you know what it is. Because, you know, you're going to be asked, and I want you to, you know, feel really, really intelligent because you listen to my show. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. There's none other like it. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. That's why there's none other like it, right? No other network wants to take the loss. They're like, oh, Lord have mercy, please. One Dr. Dahlia is enough. If we have any more, it'll bankrupt the whole business. Listen. Okay, one of these days, this show is going to be a real big hit. You'll see. No, it is. I really thank you guys. We got listeners all over. We got a lot of listeners in Brazil now. So I hope I'm not upsetting any of them when I talk about Zika and the Olympics. I mean, from what I understand, Brazil and Rio de Janeiro are gorgeous, and I really plan to go to Brazil, and I want to visit the Amazon rainforest, and they're an amazing people. And I apologize if any of my Brazilian listeners, we have listeners all over the world, thanks to Genesis Communications Network and iHeartRadio and all our affiliates tune in. But, I still stand a little nervous about, you know, a lot of our competitors and our fans going down to Brazil, unfortunately getting Zika and coming back. And so I hope I'm not upsetting any of you, because you guys have a beautiful country, and I really, really like the fact that you listen to my show. So please. Yeah, I know. I got to be careful. Look, you're not going to make everybody happy, but I definitely don't want to upset the Brazilians. I really like them, and, you know, I don't want you guys to lose the money you already spent on the Olympics, but I just don't think it's safe for a bunch of us to go and come back and bring it back. And, you know, look, and I'm not being hypocritical. Okay? You know, I am going to use extreme precaution. I'm going to be taking a trip for my very first time to St. Martin in the Caribbean. We had a lot of miles we could use for our airplane, and my father-in-law has a timeshare. So it's actually going to be a inexpensive trip for us, thank the Lord, because, you know, I don't make a lot of money. And so we I'm going to be going to the Caribbean, and yeah, we have insect repellent and, you know, but I will not, and I told my husband that I will not be having sex for 4 weeks after I leave the Caribbean. And he was like, can you please make it 5 months? I'm like, really? You don't think I'm sexy? You don't find me sexy? He's like, no. Just, you know, I want to really make sure you're not going to give me Zika. Like, well, you're going to be down there, too. He goes, you know what, let's just play it safe. Let's just not have sex for a year, okay? You know, this way you don't have to nick your life shaving and, you know, bleed, you know, because you, you know, your stubble and the razor was rough, and you could keep that moo-moo on and just leave me alone for a year. So, yeah, I mean, that's the sacrifice I'm going to make, you know, but it's still not going to stop us from traveling, okay? It is going to, yeah, I'm not going to have sex with anybody else. I'm married. I don't know what I'm going to do if he doesn't want to sleep with me. Because, you know, men could get Guillain-Barré. They could get neurological issues, neurological disorders. So, yeah, it's a concern. But, I cannot wait. I guess St. Martin, is where the airplanes fly right by the beach, and then you get knocked over from the airstream. Oh, I totally want to do that. Although I'm going to be in my scuba gear, so I don't know if I want to be near a jet with my scuba tank. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay. Say that so many times for how many years now? 7 years I've been on air. Seven. By July 9th, it's going to be 7.5 years. Lord have mercy. Thank God. All right. Legionnaires outbreaks. The cases have nearly quadrupled in 15 years. All right. And they said almost all of these cases of Legionnaires' disease might have been prevented with the proper use of disinfectant, the right water temperatures, and other measures. Okay? Now, to really quickly recap what Legionnaires' disease is. Okay, Legionnaires, it's basically pneumonia. Okay, and but you could have a variety of other sequelae with it. So you get an infection and it causes lung inflammation. All right, and it's bacterial. Okay, which means we could treat it with antibiotics. And it's really not so much a person to person. You basically get it when you inhale the bacteria. And so older adults, smokers, if you got weakened immune systems, deal with swamp coolers, it could be if it's an infected air conditioning unit or water system, you could get it. Now, the milder form of Legionnaire's disease is your Pontiac fever. And that, it kind of looks a little bit like the flu. And many times it just goes away on its own. It doesn't have to be treated. But Legionnaire's disease, that can kill you. And we need to kick in with antibiotics. Usually we do something like in the erythromycin family for that. Now, symptoms usually develop a couple days to about a week after being exposed. So you could get headache, muscle pain, chills. You could get a fever. And the fever is usually a high fever. All right, because, again, it's a pneumonia. Pneumonia comes with high fever, pain, chills, shortness of breath, chest pain. What's very interesting, though, about Legionnaire's disease, it'll also many times come with GI complaints. So you could have diarrhea. You could have nausea. You could have vomiting. When it really starts to get bad, as with any pneumonia, confusion, mental changes, just like with dehydration, etc. And so, you see the doctor right away. How doctors would figure this out and determine this is they would have to do a culture and see if you have Legionella. Now, many people will get antibiotics for pneumonia. Now, the most common cause of pneumonia is streptococcus. Okay, streptococcal pneumonia. Sometimes those antibiotics can knock this out, but sometimes they can't. And so, it's a pretty resistant type of bug. But if you can hit it early and you hit it with the right antibiotics, it could work. They say outdoors, Legionella bacteria survive in soil and water. Indoors, they can multiply in your water systems, hot tubs, air conditioners, mist sprayers, like grocery store produce departments that are misty and more humid. Oh, my gosh. I grew up in Arizona and Vegas, and I would love just hanging out by the produce. It was so much cooler. You know, or I would hang out by the milk. It's just those are refrigerators, and they kept closing. Little girl, you got to close the door. The milk. I'm like, no, but it's cooler here. Please, it's free air conditioning. And then, of course, plumbing systems. So if you have bad plumbing systems, which is why we've been seeing some Legionnaires with Flint, Michigan, that could be an issue. We've seen outbreaks in large buildings. The infection spread because while you're sitting in the hot tub, you breathe it in. Or while you're taking the shower, you breathe it in from the spray of the shower. Or the faucet, etc. Swamp cooler. So even swimming pools. So you breathe it in that way, either through the soil or the water. And again, because this is a very, very nasty infection that causes pneumonia and other complications, you go into respiratory failure, septic shock. You can even go into kidney failure, according to Mayo Clinic. So make sure you get yourself checked. Now, all right, so they'll x-ray you, they'll do some blood tests, they could do a sputum culture, there's a variety of things they could do to find it out. Many times with pneumonia, you're just given antibiotics, but I really like getting a sputum culture. And sometimes I like getting blood tests to know if that's, there was a very, very minor outbreak a few years ago where I lived, and I ran blood tests, to pick up antibodies for this. Okay, so they say 5,000 Americans last year were diagnosed with it's supposed to be called Legionnaires, like a lesion, but it looks like legion, okay? and it's severe, sometimes fatal. More than 20 outbreaks were reported to the CDC. And they say large recent outbreaks in New York City and Flint, Michigan have brought attention to the disease. From 2000 to 2014, the rate of reported cases of Legionellosis, which includes the major disease and then the milder Pontiac fever, increased fourfold from 0.42 to 1.62 cases per 100,000 people. They say people are unnecessarily and avoidably getting sick and dying from preventable infections, and it's expensive. The annual cost of treating these Legionnaires' disease, based on hospital claims, is about $434 million. So it's a combination of factors that could be, we have the country's aging population because of the baby boomers, the older plumbing, bad plumbing infrastructure, more people with chronic illnesses. I wouldn't be surprised to see more as we're now going into air conditioning season and more water season. And you know, the other thing, too, which is very interesting is, you know, when I went to school and I was in training, we didn't really see a lot of Legionnaires. We saw pneumonia. And so, you know, we would do the x-ray and, you know, would do the cultures. And I don't really remember seeing Legionnaires. I don't really remember seeing that. And I remember I trained in the late 90s. So, I, you know, really wasn't active in my neck of the woods. But as we started to practice medicine in the 2000s, the 2004s, the 2006s, and then, you know, pre-Obamacare and post-Obamacare, we were taught, look, you don't have to culture everybody. We could start saving money. Now, me, I liked, look, I really want to know what you have. Okay, Bob, you're different than Mary. Okay, why aren't I digging deep into what you have? Why am I assuming you have what Mary has? Maybe you have something completely different. And so I still like to investigate, but I found, you know, people did not like lab bills. They did not really want, you know, like flu. You know, we were, when swine flu came out, they suggested that we actually run the tests for the flu. Well, those were expensive for patients. And they're like, look, I don't care if it's swine flu or regular flu, just give me the Tamiflu. All right, this is expensive enough to go and get the prescription. Don't be adding lab tests. So, unfortunately, we went through a decade or decade and a half of not a lot of lab tests being done. Now they're starting to say, look, you know, we may want to look at these and do the diagnostic testing to find out what people have. And so, you know, what's going to be very interesting is there's going to be some inconsistencies with data, or we're going to see, when people say, you know, honestly, we really haven't seen a lot of, I can't think of a disease right off the bat. Well, you know what, we haven't really seen a lot of swine, or maybe overall they could look at trends, but if we're not screening, if we're not testing, how do we know? And it's a concern. You know, like Zika. Zika's probably the biggest example of this. There could very well have been some Zika patients in my office or patients of mine that never came in. But because it was before everybody was talking about Zika, it was as they were saying, you know what, I got a virus, but I'm getting better. You know, I feel fine now. I was achy, so I must have had the flu. We don't go back and test, especially if Zika wasn't even on our minds. So, you know, a lot of the Zika data, I am worried, is very underreported because we didn't test, we didn't screen. And if we don't have easy ways to test or screen, how do we know? So, you know, right now, let's say if you, you know, suspect that you have Zika where, you know, it's been at least a week and you're feeling achy and you have a rash and you're not feeling right and it's a viral, you know, illness that's not going away, I would suggest getting your blood tested and, you know, having the CDC check you for Zika. Because, I mean, I really would like to know where these sporadic cases are, especially if we're dealing with the epidemic that we are. 1-877-DOC-DOLLAR, don't go away.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.